Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing today?
How can I help you?
My name is Antonio. I'm calling on behalf of National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anybody in your household work for a news media outlet like newspaper, radio, TV, or internet? Hello, ma'am? Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, you should ask me if I have time to take a survey.
Okay, would you like to go ahead and participate in the survey, ma'am?
How long is it going to take, please?
It's going to take about 5 to 6 minutes. It's not going to be that long. It's not going to be that long.
Okay, I hear you. I don't know if I have that long. First answer is no. Go ahead with the second.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Or chances are 50-50.
I will vote, definitely.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, could I please have, what is your age?
Between 50 and 55.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Okay. Would you identify with Caucasian, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
Yeah, so I'd rather not say.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not all motivated. 10, you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
You can 10, okay. Regardless of on how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm not sure, so perhaps Independent.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm not satisfied right now.
So you are dissatisfied?
Sure.
What specifically makes you say that? It could be
Go ahead, please.
No, I was just giving you some options, like the economy, different things like that. I mean, whatever you don't feel satisfied with.
Okay, so I'll say the economy. I was trying to give you my opinion, but you interrupted. So you can put economy.
Okay. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? Improving K through 12th grade public school education, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, inflation and economy, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, gun regulation and reform, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination.
Yeah, I'd say crime.
Crime, okay. And what other one? You can select up to two.
Okay, then I'd say education, the K through 12 education.
Okay. Awesome. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
He said, do I approve of what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
That's fine.
Do you approve or disapprove?
So that would be approve if I said fine.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. Now, just allow me a couple of moments.
Okay, please.
Okay. Generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm sorry, generally speaking, one more time, please.
Would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, is staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's probably the same.
Okay. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'm sorry, one more time, please.
Race relations in America today, do you think they are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're about the same.
Okay. How often would you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, not at all?
Not often.
How often would you say that you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Very often, not often, often, or not at all?
Please repeat the question.
Sure. How often would you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
How concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, not at all concerned.
Concerned.
Could you please rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them? 0, very cold and unfavorable. 50, you stay in the middle. If you don't know or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know. What are your feelings about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
I'm in the middle.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
In the middle.
So that'll be 50?
Sure.
What about Kim Scott?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. And what about the Republican Party?
What about it?
How do you feel about them? How much would you rate your feelings toward the Republican Party from 0 to 100? What about Cornel West?
What about him?
How would you rate your feelings toward Cornel West from 0 to 100?
30.
The National Rifle Association, or NRA. How would you write your feelings toward the NRA?
30.
I'm sorry?
30.
What about Black Lives Matter?
What about it? As a movement?
Yes. How would you rate your
40.
Feelings?
40. 40.
40.
40. 40.
What about Donald Trump?
30.
30, okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Cornel West, Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
I can't answer that at this time. I don't have enough information.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not so worried.
I'd like to read you some statements about different issues
okay.
in America.
Longer it's going to be. I'm still working, so I don't
more
really...
minutes. 2 more minutes.
Not...
That's it. I'll try to hurry it up, okay?
Hang on. Please don't talk over me. I'm trying to help
okay,
you.
I'm sorry. Okay.
But I just need you to hurry up and get through it because I'm still working. So
No problem.
You got to, or else I got to hang up.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of Black Americans?
Agree.
Would you agree or disagree?
I said agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Would you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't understand it. The government should do more
to
what?
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
America's diversity makes it stronger.
I agree. Somewhat.
Somewhat or strongly?
What?
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Would you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Racism against Black people is a big problem in today's society. Would you agree or disagree? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly. Is that it?
Actually, we're almost done. Okay.
Okay, please hurry. I'm still working, so I've
okay.
really got it.
No problem. Let me read these two statements. Just let me know. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people are being, that people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that it's being undermined or under threat, 5, somewhat, 0, not at all being threatened or undermined at all. From 0 to 10, the right to bear arms. Do you think it's being undermined or is under threat?
I don't think either of those things.
Okay, so from 0 to 10, how would you rate it? You can use a number from 0 to 10. 10 is strongly agree, it is being threatened or undermined. 5, somewhat agree. And 0, do not agree, it is being threatened or undermined.
Oh, 0, 0, 0. I gotta go, sir. 0.
0. Freedom to protest the police or government. Do you think it's being undermined? Or is under threat?
It's not under threat.
So from 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
I don't know. I don't remember the numbers because I'm trying to finish my job.
Okay. If you like, I can go and give you a call back. That's no problem, ma'am.
No. Nope. You said there were like 2 more questions, but you said there were 2 more minutes, but that was like 6 minutes ago. And I'm just trying to finish my work. I what's left?
Do you think that this is being undermined? Ensuring what? That everyone has equal access to voting from 0 to 10?
I don't think it's being undermined.
So how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
0.
Police that treat everyone the same. Do you think that's being undermined at all? Or not being undermined? Or is being threatened?
5.
A commitment to Christian ideals. Do you agree is being undermined? Or not agree is being undermined?
Sir?
Equal economic opportunities for all.
5.
Immigration to this country.
5.
Now, some people say America's strength is in its diversity, that we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we the people can accomplish anything together. But we cannot continue America's greatness by diminishing or casting out groups of Americans based on our differences. Instead, we need to strengthen our commitment to equal rights, equal access, and equal opportunity to all our citizens, so that they might all contribute to the strength of America. The next statement says, other people say America's strength is rooted in the traditional values of its founders and its people. Woke culture is going too far. It pushes books into our schools that indoctrinate rather than educate. It lectures us on mistakes of our past rather than uniting with us for solutions today. Diversity should not be a consideration for a job or admission to college. Our government should treat us as individuals and allow us the freedom to make our own choices. Which of the 2 statements do you agree with more?
That was a lot. What was the first statement?
The first one says some people say America's strength is in its diversity. That we are a nation defined by the different people who have come together and put truth to the ideal that we, the people, can accomplish anything together.
Yes. Well, what's statement 1?
Okay. Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay.
No, function for me, but
awesome.
Transition. Okay, are we finished? I really have to finish my job.
Okay. Ma'am, yes, as a matter of fact, let me call you back at a better time, okay? We're almost there,
Yes, sir, you told me 5 minutes.
I understand, ma'am.
But hang on, but please don't talk what I'm trying to say. I've been on the phone with you for 20 minutes, and you didn't ask me, do you have time right now to take a survey? You just started talking, and you didn't say.
I understand.
But you keep saying
I do apologize. Okay.
I've got to get off the phone because you're talking while I'm talking, and I'm trying to. I know what it's like to do surveys, because I'm, you know, I've been on the other end, so I'm trying to be accommodating to you, but don't tell me it's going to be 5 minutes if it's going to be 30.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.